Welcome to the Stories of Faith podcast channel, a ministry outreach effort by the Youth Deacons of First Presbyterian Church of Edmond, Oklahoma. This is our February 7th interview with Bill Palmer, a longtime member of our church, about the development of his faith and how his faith has affected his life. Thanks to Mr. Palmer for sharing the experiences of his faith with us.
Okay, this is the Stories of Faith podcast. This is February 7th, and we're talking with Bill Palmer.
Okay, so what were you saying about your...
Okay, well, Jack, I'm glad you chose your grandfather to come visit with this morning. And when I was young, as a kid going to grade school, my mother especially was always interested in taking us to church every Sunday. And as I really remember, my father was not involved in church life because of, I guess, maybe the main reason of his business, that he often had deliveries to make on a Sunday morning in the fish business. And then there would be an occasion where he would also, as happened so many times, tend to his sporting life by playing golf or this or that. And as a result, he was not a regular attender in church every Sunday, but my mother was. And so she would always take my two sisters and me to the First Christian Church in Oklahoma City. So I really grew up in a Christian family, and although prayer was not prevalent at the dinner table, I still always felt that because of her life that I was in God's hands. I can remember especially at the age of, I think, about seven, when we would always be sitting down at the very front, second or third row, in the sanctuary. And as you know, in the Christian church, why they, at the end of the service, they ask people to come and to join the church and to give their life to the Lord and become a member. And time and time again, I would sit there in church, and oftentimes with my head in my mother's lap, sleeping. But I can well remember that this and communion, something of which we had every Sunday in the Christian church, happening. And so one Sunday morning, I decided that I was going to go to the front of the church and become a member and give my life to God. And it was just all of a sudden it just happened to me. And I never will forget that. So it was because of my mother that that I became a Christian and at least went through the motion of becoming a Christian that Sunday morning.
So you said you didn't pray at the dinner table. Was there prayer at all in your life, or was it pretty much just going to church on Sundays and then that was it for your family?
Yes, that's true. There wasn't, I don't remember prayer really in our home. So I think it was just kind of on a Sunday morning, which is too bad in a way, because many times that happens in families where they go to church on Sunday and then nothing happens necessarily during the week to make you aware of the fact that that you need to pray, and you need to have God in mind on a weekday as well as on Sunday.
So what church did you say you went to as a kid?
It was the First Christian Church.
So how did you become a Presbyterian?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah?
My mother and her family were always members of the Christian Church. And previous to that time, we went to the what was called the Country Club Church of Kansas City. And that's where I was born, Kansas City, Missouri.
So how did you become a Presbyterian?
Well, after Martha and I were married, she had always been a Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. And as is the case ordinarily, why the man becomes what his wife is in their faith. And so we were married in the First Presbyterian Church of Oklahoma City. Rawson Smith was his name, was the minister. And it's since been torn down and years ago. And the new Presbyterian Church, new, it's not new, it was the existing church in Oklahoma City is on Western, and it's been there for years. Beautiful building and beautiful church. And but Martha and I never attended. Once we were married and through school life and came back to Edmond, we joined the First Presbyterian Church of Edmond and then went into the service for 2 years in Victoria, Texas, and attended the Presbyterian Church in Victoria, Texas, and where the preacher wore cowboy boots every Sunday. And but we joined the First Church here in Edmond and have been a member ever since. And that was in like 1953.
So when you were growing up, was your faith more, I know a lot of people's, their faith is more their parents in terms of they join because you were, that was what you did. But when did your faith really become yours? And when did it start growing into your own personal faith as opposed to just a general?
I suppose after I was married. Martha has always been so dedicated to the Lord. And as is the case so many times, why I believe that husbands come closer to the Lord and knowing Jesus Christ after they're married or during their married life. So I think that was true of my life. And raising your family in the church, which we've done it's been really very special to us being a member of our church in Edmond, of our First Presbyterian Church, and we've always been close to members of the church as well as to the ministerial staff, and have always taken a part. And it's a glory to God that's happened to us in our lifetime.
So did having children change the way you thought about God or the way your personal faith? Did that change when you started having kids?
Yes, sure it did. It brought us closer of wanting to have our children raised in the church and to have a life that was a Christian life. And it was something that we were, I think, really close to, both Martha and me. And I think that because of that, why it's been a good Christian feeling to us, to for our children, for our kids, and for their families. And we've always been blessed by their being close to the Lord. And each one of them have shown that, Lee, when she was married, why she and Daddy formed their own church by going to I forget the name of the school that they went, but they ended up going to seminary, and both of them, and then started a church in Florida, and they came back to Ardmore, Oklahoma, started the church. And in talking about our kids, why that Lee and Eddie had their own church and still do. So it's been a blessing that they've been both of them raised in a Christian atmosphere. Then Chris has been the same way, in the sense that he's been close to the Lord, and after attending Oklahoma State University, why married and has two wonderful boys that have been a real asset to their family, and they have a Christian life. One's married, Matthew, with two children, and Taylor just recently graduated from Nevada University at Reno, and has a fine job, and so they have a Christian life. The same is true with Steve and Leslie, both of which have been involved in a church in their family life, and also in their jobs, and of course Emily is our real pride and joy of having a wonderful family, and the tragedy of losing her husband occurred when he was 38, I believe, and but she's done such a fine job of raising her family in a Christian atmosphere. So because of all these things, it makes you feel really good when you can believe in Jesus Christ and have Him as your Lord and Savior. And to know that your family is set for life by knowing the Lord.
So it seems like your marriage and having kids were two kind of things that had a major impact on your faith and your beliefs. Were there any other major events in your life that you think of that directly affected your faith?
In thinking about that, the life we've had living in Edmond and knowing having the friends we have and the association that we've had with our church for goodness, some 55 years, I think it speaks well of the fact that it's been a wonderful faith trip for us in our lives. the daily lives that we've led in our church, I think, speak well for the fact that knowing Jesus Christ is the only way in life, and to have the experiences that we've enjoyed and the ups and downs that we've had, as all families have, why, it's been wonderful to have the friends and the church to call on in Edmond. You bet.
Yeah, so who are some... Can you think of anybody in particularly specific people that have really influenced your beliefs? I know Honey, your wife, did. Who, you know, were there some other major players in your faith that you can think of?
Well, you know, when I was in school and making the plans for my future, although my mother and father were divorced, I was fortunate to have a stepfather who was a big part of my life, because after I finished school and spent a couple of years in the Air Force, after graduating from OU, I returned to come and join my stepfather in business at the First National Bank here in Edmond. And there's no question that he had a great effect on my life. And he and my mother were also Christians who were a part of the First Christian Church here in Edmond, Oklahoma. And he, as well as members of the faculty of my high school, were important to me in my making decisions to remain in Edmond and to be a part of the community. We've also had ministers within the First Presbyterian Church that have been a part of our lives over these last 55 years, and that they've influenced us a great deal as a part of our Christian life.
So has there ever been a time when you really questioned God, or you doubted what you thought He was asking you to do? And if so, how did you persevere through that situation and come to where you were now, where you are now?
Well, I think, Jack, that what I've tried to do in reading the Bible and thinking about my faith, that it was important to me to merely accept the Bible as the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that it was not for me really to question that, but to try and know as much as I could by reading Scripture and accepting that which I've read. And I think many sometimes people tend to question why something takes place in the Bible. And yet, I suppose I've always just taken it for granted and accepted it without question. And to try and do what I could to improve a situation just by scriptures in the Bible and by good common sense. And sometimes things happen, and because they do, whether they're even though it may be a tragedy, I think it's important that we accept Jesus Christ and know that as long as we have faith in Him and believe in the Lord and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that and know that that when we pass on, that we're going to heaven. And as long as we have that feeling, why, that's the important thing. And it's something that I don't think we're really to question. But as long as we have the right faith in our mind and belief, that's what's important to us. That's kind of a simple answer, I suppose, but one which I think if we all followed that and didn't question why things happen sometimes, that we'd be better off.
So for those out in the world who don't know God, how do you think we could best share our faith and bring them to know God? Has there ever been a time when you've had that opportunity to share your faith with someone you knew that was not a Christian?
Well, we've had fellowships that we've attended, and we have a wonderful fellowship right here at Oak Tree that we started some 7 years ago, and it has brought a lot of people together that we really didn't know what their faith was or what they believed in. And it's a group that meets every Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock here at Oak Tree. And anybody and everybody is welcome to come. But it's been a fellowship that's continued for right now 7 years. And we share with each other through the leadership of Ken Mendenhall, and who discusses various books of the Bible with us. And it's been wonderful that people within that group have shared their testimony with the group. And I believe it's brought non-believers and believers together for a wonderful faith trip. So that's one manner in which I've shared with our group here in Oak Tree. And of course there are a number of small groups that within the church itself that meet, and so we have a ministry right here in Edmond, Oklahoma, in which we share with each other, and then of course the church itself has mission trips, of which a number of our people within the church have attended. And and it's an ongoing project right now within our own church. These are a couple of ways that we've taken part in it, although we haven't been on a mission trip itself, but I know they're taking place.
So can you think of any ways you'd like to see our church branch out even more and serve our community?
I know that there's a project in mind right now in which we can join together with other churches to share the faith of Jesus Christ. And possibly you've spoken about this within the.
So kind of a closing question here.
And the,
what do you wish you had?
And the deacon,
is there anything you wish you had known about God or
in which our church,
religion,
is now,
life in general, when you were at, when you were 16,
an effort
that you wish you would have known
to become involved in the community?
Anything that you can think of, you know, for the current youth out there that, you know, you wish that when you were 16 you would have known?
Well, I think that times were so different then than they are now. And, of course, my life is, in the sense of knowing the Lord, and I really don't think it came to mind at that time. I don't think it was something of consideration, and which is too bad. And as a result, I think now that that every possible way that we could bring young people in the church and to think about their faith and what it means to know the Lord, that it's so important from every facet of life that affects young people. So it's wonderful when we can have a strong youth group in churches, and that's so important to direct young people in the right direction from elementary grades on up. And so therefore the youth program is probably one of the most important considerations of every church. And although I'm, that was there when I was a youngster, I wasn't involved in it to a great extent. I can remember Sunday school to some extent, but it just wasn't that important in my life. And it needs to be. So anything we can do to further the faith of the youth of the church is very important.
All right. Well, it's great to see the ways God's working in everyone's life, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Stories of Faith podcast channel, a ministry outreach effort by the youth deacons of First Presbyterian Church of Edmond, Oklahoma. You can learn more about our church and how you can become a part of our loving Christian community by visiting our website at www.fpcedmond.org. Please come worship with us on Sunday morning at the corner of 10th and Rankin in Edmond, Oklahoma. May God bless you this week.